Excellent. Well, good morning. This is the Port Lolo Drainage District, and today is meeting number 0342, Thursday, October 9th at 10 a.m. We are conducting this meeting in person as well as in Zoom, and
Yes.
I would like to call to order for the public hearing. And Commissioner Mountain, if you'd go ahead and identify yourself.
Ron Mountain, Commissioner one position.
Lee Christensen, District Administrator.
And Mike Nelson, Commissioner one. So,
And with us is Stacy.
and Stacy is with us. And then, are there any other people on there at all? No. Okay. This is a public hearing set for 10 a.m. today. We will be discussing our budget for 2026. Are you able to put the budget up?
Yeah. Oh, here comes Commissioner Clark.
And we'll introduce, this is Commissioner Cole has entered the room. We have a full time for. Good morning.
Good morning. Somebody told me.
You're not late, you're early for the next meeting.
Oh, okay.
Hearing. I'm not seeing this because I know it's home. Sorry about that.
All right, and can you make it a little bit larger? The other way.
Are you gonna share screen too or not?
Share screen.
Okay, I gotta get there. Share. Done. Stacy, let me know when it comes up.
It's coming. There it is. Perfect.
Okay.
That's good. All right. Maybe you can enlarge it one more shot. And yeah, there we go. Because I want to see that left side there. We're going to just look at the gross amounts for each section in there. So what I thought we would do is we could have public hearing on this. And so apparently there's nobody in person or in on screen for this. Stacy, you could be part of the public hearing. Do you have any comment on this at all?
No comments from me.
Okay. Well then there's a couple of written comments that had come in, and I'd like to go ahead and read those. And, the first one that came in was and we should all have these, but if these sent to all the commissioners, Ms. Clear and the district. Says, would it not be more efficient to obtain a list of eligible voters from the county assessor's records, has been done in the past? They have all the records updated annually and previously provided that information of the district elections. Aren't they willing to do that? And then there was a citation in there. In the event of special district does not provide the county auditor with a list of qualified voters by this date, the county auditor shall compile the list of and charge the special district with the cost required. So that's under RCW 8538110. Also, with the residency not being a requirement to vote, the mail-in ballot process resulted in much greater turnout and representation. See summary below. Even if the election changed from the county, or charges from the county at $40,000, this is a $20,000 expenditure average over a 2-year period. No, that would be a 40,000 over 2 years. It would be 20,000 per year. Anyway, if the election is actually needed, having the county expertise conducting the election seems very important and fair. Respectfully, Katie Smith. And she put in some information in here. Having the county conduct the past PLD elections, it resulted in much greater participation. In 2002, there were 650 votes cast. 2010, there was 676 votes cast. And in 2014, there was 852 votes cast. And when we did it by walk-in here at the LMC, there was 130 votes cast. So that information is out there for us. Also, there was another comment that came in from Ms. Smith. Says, for the PLBD website, it seems it would be appropriate to post a link to the 26th budget exhibit on the homepage, along with announcing the notice, Budget 2026. I do see it is buried on the financial tab under 2025 financial statements, but that may be difficult for some to locate. It does say 2026 budget, but it is under the 2025, so you might want to move that up. So there was also a compliment sent by Ms. Smith that says, this is much improved for placement of the 2026 budget announcement on the PLBD website homepage, and very good to have the active link. So what Lee had done is, under my direction, she placed that on the web page, and we did that from our web page so people can link directly into it and review that also. So that's the public comment on the budget, and we commissioners can discuss the budget. If you each have a comment, we can certainly listen to that right now. In our November meeting will be the time that we'll delve into this and make any amendments if you think they're necessary at that time, and then make the approval and submit it for county at the end of the month of November. So, Commissioner Cole, do you have any comments on the budget right now or questions?
No, I think everything when I looked at it, I didn't have any questions. Oh, I did. I guess I didn't see the our legal counsel fees. Is that quarterly?
Monthly as needed.
Oh,
Yeah, monthly as needed.
as needed. Okay, because I didn't see them in here. So, but I
There should be
think.
a line for legal in there. It's down toward the bottom, right under professional
Legal.
services, legal. And I think what do we have at 3,900 and some odd change a year?
3910.
And, but that's based upon $300 a month. Okay.
Okay. No, I have no further
Yes.
questions.
Commissioner Mountain, do you have any comments on the
No, I don't. I was previewing and all this stuff, and nothing to pop up.
Okay. Lee, do you have any input, recommendations right now? Because I know some of this does affect you directly.
The only thing is, I informed you of the increases in, I think it's Microsoft family,
Yes,
but,
and that's required. That.
and then you might want to take a look at budgeting a couple of bucks towards computer help, like we did with
Oh,
Cynthia.
computer services.
Yeah.
Okay.
And hopefully we don't have to do that, but there are times when things don't work like they should.
And I think you told me that the RV park down here is outside our district,
It
so.
is not. I made an error on that. The map that they put out originally did not have us in there, but that piece of property is within the
Oh, it
district.
is?
Yeah,
Okay.
and I'll report on that at the
Oh,
regular.
okay. Because that could impact the budget.
So, well, we do have a line in the budget right now, and it's up under, can you go up to by engineering field expenses? Under drainage maintenance and operations, which is the maintenance service we currently use, but there's temporary labor that we can put in there on that line item, which is around $8,400 annually. And we haven't really been using that until we did that maintenance on the section over by the fire department this last year. So we do have some reserves for that, but I'll talk about it, and we'll get more in depth of that after I've had that conversation with them. Okay. All right. Well, if there's no further comment on the public hearing. I will go ahead and move that we adjourn the public hearing and enter into our regular commission meeting.
I'll second that.
Okay, do I have a all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
The
Thank you, Doctor. Okay. Is there any commissioner communications?
I'm going to stop sharing the budget.
Okay.
Soon let your guy have. Stop share. Okay.
Commissioner Paul, do you have any communications?
Nothing. I talked to the post office about getting a second key.
Okay.
I don't know if that comes under
Well, you
communication.
can certainly bring that up right now.
Yeah, so in 1850. So I'm going to go ahead and pay for a second key and then get reimbursed.
Okay.
$1,850 is what it costs to get a key made.
Would they be willing to wait and we can send them a check over there if they give us an invoice?
It has to be handsome.
That's fine.
Yeah.
So you'd ask them if they give you an invoice and then I'll shoot it through.
I can. I didn't, but I.
Oh, did you already buy the key?
No, I just want to report to the
Okay,
board what the
well, go ahead
cost.
and grab the key and then we'll get
Pardon?
you ready. Go ahead and get the key and we'll reimburse you.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Perfect then. And then you'll have a key and then Lee will have a key.
Right.
Excellent. Okay. All right. Mr. Mountain, you have
I
anything?
have nothing.
No, please. Perfect. I do have something that came across Wednesday, October 8th from Matt Jackmound. Again, Mr. Mountain is a commissioner, position two with the Hopkins Drainage District, number two in Thurston County, Washington. And he has, we need your help and participation. Just a friendly reminder that there are just 10 days until we're meeting in Everett, Washington on October 18th, 2025 at 12:30. The information is in the prior email in case you would like to attend but cannot make it. He's put in a virtual link in there. What he spoke to in September was there was a need for, let's see, the purpose of this meeting is to discuss two RCWs changes that need to be brought up again in 2026 Washington legislative session. RCW 3689080, the stormwater tax law that some counties are using, and retaining withholding this tax that is being levied on parcels within the drainage districts, preventing us from using that money for what the legislature intended. And RCW 8538217, the ability of a city to remove parcels within their city from a drainage ditch district, even though they still are contributing the same flow into the drainage ditch, and discuss other issues that will be needed. As a group, we need to show a unity and solidarity to let the legislature know that we do still exist, and to let them know of our concerns and problems that we are still necessary. So that information, if you don't have it, I'll certainly resend this whole email out to you. But it should have gone to, I don't know why I got it, but it doesn't show my email in there or anything like that. So,
Well, they're looking for a lobbyist. You'd be a great lobbyist.
I'm not going to lobby anything, but I'd be happy to go on there on that Saturday and
Yeah.
listen as long as it doesn't affect my college football watching.
Yeah.
Priorities.
Trying to rally the troops to attend legislative session, too.
Stacy, are you aware of any of this information?
No, I was just going to ask who is sponsoring that?
This is the Hopkins Drainage Ditch District number two in Thurston County.
Huh. Okay.
What
Yeah,
I
I hadn't
will
heard
do.
that. Interesting.
Okay, I'm going to forward this to everybody right now. Forward to. Stacy, you're going to get
Okay.
it.
Thanks.
Say, commissioners will get it. And Lee, you'll get it.
Okay.
So this will go out now.
How
Here you
big
go.
a, excuse me, Mr. Chairman,
Yes.
how big a district is the Hopkins Drainage District? Are you mayor of it? Is it a pretty large district?
Do you want me to Google it? Do
Well, I'm sorry.
you want me to
Oh, I
Google
was
it?
asking Stacy.
Oh, I don't know. I've never heard of them, actually.
Huh?
I
You've
haven't
never
heard of
been there
them.
in public. You don't know, it's never. Okay.
Yeah, you can go in and on the web and look at it, if you
Okay.
want,
Yeah,
from that
I was
place.
just curious if anybody knew about.
So, all right. So that's public comment. Go from there. So now we have the consent agenda. We have items 5A and B listed below on the consent agenda. And they've been distributed to the commissioners on October 9th with the agenda information. Lee, thank you for getting all of that out there. It's very thorough.
Thank you. You're welcome.
So we do have the consent agenda request for 5A and 5B. I've reviewed the financial side. I like the amounts this month. And do I have a motion to accept the consent agenda?
Yeah, I'll so move. We accept the consent agenda as presented.
I approve.
Second?
I second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? It does pass. Great job. Elections update. Commissioner Cole, recommended action. We need timelines as required by Jefferson County. And I want to say another thing. Thank you for getting all of that election information out to us in that last blast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we met yesterday at the Hadlock Library, Lee and I, for about an hour, and went over everything so that we don't miss any critical dates for the upcoming election. And I had Lee prepare this timeline of critical dates. And thank you for doing that. So I think the next step is to get by the end of this, oh, the end of November.
First of November.
First of November.
I wish it was the end of it.
Yeah. October, by the end of this month, a list of the qualified voters to the county auditor's office. And that's our very next step, but we need to make sure we do that. And we talked about the postcard idea that you brought up, Mr. Chairman, and Lee is looking into that. Do you have any comments about that postcard idea, Freddie?
Well, once again, all of that will depend on the number of candidates that have filed. If only one person has filed, they're deemed elected. So everything after that is.
Moot.
Yes, thank you.
But the card has to go out and tell the people in advance that there is a general election. Is that not what the card read before? And that we're seeking
Yeah, we didn't do
they
that last year. We should have, or 2 years ago.
Oh yeah, we sent a letter out. There was a letter that they
Okay.
had sent out in
Oh.
advance. And so
That's
that
to notify all the property owners of
of the election
upcoming
and how it works, yeah.
election, yeah.
And that we're seeking candidates also.
Right. So that doesn't.
Wasn't that in the letter? Because
No,
I don't
it's
have a copy of that
all
letter.
about if you're a trustee, you can vote this way. If you're a company, you can vote that way.
Right, correct.
But I
So
don't.
that wasn't solicitation. So is it the county newspaper ad that does the solicitation?
Well, we can do that on our, like with the what do you call it, the with the
E-navigator
e-navigator and stuff
voice.
like that.
Okay, so what you're talking about then, Mr. Cole, is the notice is that this is the elections, these are who is eligible to vote,
Right.
and
And
this is how it works.
we thought your
Okay.
idea about a postcard would be a better idea because of the costs, and it's going to be a little cheaper to have a permit number, then to buy postage stamps. And so that's the next thing that needs to go out, is that notice to all the property owners about the election.
Well, I was ignorant on that one. Okay.
Well, let's see. We have a copy of theirs holding the general election. That one right there.
Is this on the sheet that you just put out?
It should have been in there.
Yeah, I'll get it right here.
It's called Port Ludlow Drainage District General Election.
And that what I had in yellow is just some highlights for me. But it seemed to me that there was no, hey, do you want to join the club?
Okay, general elections, 85-38-100. Is that what that front page is?
Would you have it? Do you have it?
Well, I'm looking here for it.
Let me see, I can send it out.
Oh, is this the one that was put out by Mary?
Last 2 years ago.
Okay, so it's not in this packet that you sent to us with all the selection information.
Okay. All right. Okay, I will forward that to everybody.
Yeah.
When I read it, it looked like it didn't have anything about, what do you call it? Trying to find your own.
No, you were correct. Yeah. What do you have there?
Yeah, I looked in the voice. I didn't see any.
Nothing has been sent over to the voice.
Okay, I thought you were both the e-navigator and the voice were going to get the.
I put it in the. We had it in the e-navigator, and I was told the deadline for the voice was passed. That's the like. So we could send it in now.
Yeah, for next month.
Yeah. Voice. So. Are you going to contact the voice there on that?
Yeah, I guess I could.
Okay, there was you might be able to use the same.
What's the drop dead date to get it in?
I think the woman I spoke with, she said the 15th of the month, so that's next Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then I can't remember who I spoke with. But
we're leaving for Tennessee on the 13th.
And there's a person, and I didn't contact that person. I contacted, let me pull this out. I'll get it.
15th of this month?
This October. Huh? That way it'll be able to get into the November voice if they put it in there. So let's see.
We're leaving for Tennessee on the 13th. But that's okay. I'll call her before we leave. I guess I could sleep it with Kim and she can come and pick it up, the copy.
Well, whatever you have in hard copy, you can email it to them.
Yeah, okay.
They'll get you that stuff. There we go.
This will be for the November issue.
And then they begin to file, what was it, December something? So it would be appropriate.
Having in both November and December's issues.
See here. This is not good.
Well, Brian would know.
Well, there's one for. Here we go. Oh, so it was the editor that I communicated with. So let's see. You can go into the Port Ludlow Voice, and on page 3, It'll tell you to go to for Ludlow Maintenance Commission and Beach Club Editor. It says editor@pmvoice.org. When I get home, I know I have a phone number up. Let me get that for you.
Okay. PL Voice.
It's
Dot org. PL Voice dot org.
Editor at PLVoice.org.
Oh, editor is part of it.
Editor at
Okay.
PLVoice.org.
Okay.
And that comes to a question that I had on the elections. I had given Brian Belmont, and I thought I'd send a copy to you all. It had a map on it of
Yeah,
the district.
right here.
Yeah, so if you have that as a link, you could send that link to them
Yeah.
and then they would publish it just as is right there.
Be
So it
good.
works fine.
Yeah.
But
This map shows that RV park outside.
that's correct. That's where I got it incorrect. But I went and looked at the whole system and I talked to,
So we have new lines or new map.
we have, that's the old original map, so I just thought we'll just put it in there. It doesn't impact the elections at this point.
Okay.
So I talked with Cliff O'Brien from Port Ludlow Associates, and he said that it is definitely within the boundaries. And by the end of December, he will get back to us and let us know what's going on. And I'll talk to you a little bit.
Okay,
Look more
okay.
about that here during the meeting. Okay, so you guys got anything under the elections to this point
Yes,
linked up?
we each critical date we want to make sure we don't miss that, and we've got it tracked here what those dates are.
Okay. And I have noticed that the assessor's office, Mr. Chapman, had sent you an email asking to make sure that he gets a copy of the budget. I will take care of all of that once we get it all approved.
Thank you.
So, because that's got to go to the county commissioner's, his office, Stacy Prado's office, and there's a. That's right here. That goes to
At the assessor's office.
all that financial stuff goes to four copies to the county commissioners, auditor's office, assessor's office, and treasurer's office. So there we go. So we'll get back.
This FYI, Gwen's replaced, they haven't replaced Gwen.
So,
Gwen.
Brett is running that right now, though.
Yeah.
We just noticed that the notice of the job notice was still up. Who knows?
There's a good job for you, Ron. The County Elections Commissioner.
He's thinking about those 40,000 air miles.
Okay, well, is there anything else on elections? Do you have anything? On
No.
elections? Okay,
Yeah.
cool. Okay, website updates and maps. That would be you, Mr. Mallory.
Yes. I have nothing to report on that. I have been remiss in my duties here. I got a lot of back and forth to California.
Yeah.
So,
Can I hold you up right here?
yeah.
I, at our last meeting, we had talked about this. I know you were planning on a possible meeting with Stacy on
Yeah.
this, but we had talked about that after the elections past February that we would take another look at that picture of the website and all of that information. And I think between now and then, if you just want to go in and make yourself some notes, because I understand you will not be rerunning for elections, and that's fine. It's sad to see you go, because we just didn't, but that's okay. And but if you have any comments, just pencil them on paper, or give them to Stacy, and we'll go from there. Stacy, your recommendations that you had put forth, I think we'll probably follow through with that. And then Commissioner Cole and Lee and myself will work on that, and whomever may be coming into this position.
Sounds good.
If you've gotten any response from.
I would like to say that, before I leave, I think December is going to be my last meeting here. I will send a notice to the county commissioners and just to let them know, because in Virginia, January, I'll probably be in Virginia for a while.
Okay.
So at this point, December will be my last meeting. Stacy, I would like to still contact with you. Maybe we can. This time, I really do. I want to get this thing done. As far as the maintenance on the assets that we have within the district, I will prom. I promise to link up with you sometime this week, and that way we can look at our schedules
Okay.
and see, and hopefully, I'll forecast out or try and look at the forecast, and where it's a, not a downpour, but I would like to walk the assets with you just to have that completed before I got it. If that's okay with you.
Look at the puzzle there, Stacy. You okay?
What's that?
Look at the puzzle.
Oh, no, I'm good.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate that. So basically, that covers both the website and operations review. And I thank you very much for bringing that information forward. Okay. Budget, Nilsen, recommended action pending adoption and discussion of the next step in submitting the budget. What I'd ask each of you to do is, including Stacy, if you have any further information on it, Lee, yourselves, look at the budget that we have out there right now. And if there's any recommendations at our next meeting, we'll spend a portion of the meeting finalizing that budget, and then getting it hopefully approved at that meeting so that we can get it off to the county. But it seems to me that we're in a pretty good position right now that we are going to have probably an increase in the budget. If it's approved as is, there shouldn't be a significant portion to anybody on a monthly basis. Annually, we're talking about going up approximately anywhere between $7.90 to $5.09 per property, if we go to that proposal that we have currently. And so we're not talking a huge impact to the community. So anyway, I have not had any further communications from anybody, including the board, because I did address the board about that as well as the elections. For the LFC, and nobody said anything. And I have not heard anything from outside of the LFC to the other sessions on Ebb Tide Court, and then the cottages down on the point. And Port Logan Associates last year did make a comment on it, but I have not heard anything from them about our assessment. So all that information is gone out. And I think what would be beneficial to us in the future, Lee, if we could have that list that you get from Mr. Chapman's office and get it on a disk, a flash drive with all those names and addresses, so that we could send letters out or a postcard out every year when we come up to the budget or when we ever have important things, so that we can send that out. I know that would increase our mail and printing expenses, but I think the more we get in front of the people in the community, we might have more interest of people wanting to serve on this district board.
Okay.
That's my two cents. Okay.
Now the postcard, it's actually the size of it's about 8.5 by 11 cut in half, right? Okay.
And you've just got your tax assessment information. And that's even on a
smaller, yeah.
that's like maybe a quarter, a little bit bigger than a quarter of an 8.5 by 11. So there's sizes that we can send out. I did notice on that one, though, the permit was first class, whatever that meant. And I don't know who's printing that. What print, have you looked at a printing
If they
company?
send it first class and
About 75 cents.
they need to return it to you if either the home, there's nobody at that house any longer or whatever. If you don't send it first class, you never know if the people got it or not.
Okay.
That's why people who want to know if they received your communication or not, they want to send it first class.
And what's your recommendation on that?
Yeah, I think we should send it first class.
So give us some information back.
Yeah.
And Lee, you said it's 75 cents. That includes the printing and the postage.
That's just the postage.
So it's 75 cents to send something out now.
Man.
Did not know that.
74 point something,
'Cause
75.
all my postage stamps say
Forever.
forever.
I know you look at some stuff that goes out by people want your business, and it's like, really? I spent 75 cents on this plus printing plus
And we
whatever.
have approximately 1,200 that we're sending out.
I
Yeah.
think that's the number of line items on the thing that Jeff sent us. However, that's not unique
So
property.
that would be $900 for a van, plus the
What would
printing.
it be for just a permit?
Well, there's a whole, we did a bulk permit before, and it's like you spend $200 and you get so many postages that you can put out. And then if there's more than that, then whatever. So
Okay, we'll take a look into
I
that
don't know.
and let Commissioner Noel, Cole know that, and then we can get that taken care of. But $900 for a complete mailing of 1,200 units at first class, plus the printing. So pretty much figured double that, I would think. I don't know the
Yeah.
printing.
What do you have budgeted for printing and postage?
Well, that would all be under either but the budgeting process.
Okay.
Which there's some funding in there for that, as well as the elections that would be part of that
Right.
process. What we would budget for. So, and that goes back to another thing that we're talking about budgeting a little bit is I have thought about Ms. Smith's recommendation of having the county basically manage the whole thing under some input from our staff.
Yeah, I was curious what you thought about that.
And I look at it this way. It was the people of the community that chose to have the district. Okay? And it is our duty to make sure things are done in appropriate legal manner under the RCWs. And there's maybe an A way to do it and a B way to do it, but it seems to me that if the district people that initially set this up, if we were to have the county do it, it would take a tremendous burden off of us in the sense of knowing how, if we're doing it right or correctly or incorrectly, which I have this fear that we would do something inappropriate ourselves. And that, and what we run into is like when Glenn has left, so somebody else is going to pick up that booth. So we're in a new orientation between us and them again. So I think if the county were to say, yes, we can do it, maybe we can negotiate with them instead of them saying, yeah, it'll be $40,000. Maybe they can say, okay, we'll work together with you and we'll do a first time around and see what the actual expenses are, get a complete accounting of the personnel work into it, the printing works, and the counting of the election ballots and the mail return. And get an actual thumb on top of that expense. I think maybe it would behoove us to go that direction. And yes, we would have to charge out our 1,200 members here. And that would probably, I think I figured it out to around $14, $15 a household, every other year. So you're talking $7 additional per year to do that. I can go back and take a closer look at that figure. So, I
Well,
mean, you get a 40,000. So I'm in there. It would be $16.66 more per year, basically $17 a year. But the people in the district have chosen to have the district. The community voted on the district. So my thought is that maybe they should be given that opportunity with that expense to know what that expense is, and there's something we could put out that, this is the way we're doing it. And of course, we might get feedback, oh, we want the cheapest way we can,
Yeah.
but our job is to provide the best, most streamlined and efficient, correct way to get something done. So
Right.
I'm not opposed personally as a property owner paying $20 more per year to make sure that the elections are done properly.
Well, there's two sides to that argument. To notify people by mail of an election and have them actually vote and send it back. There's a lot more awareness of the district. I just puzzle over why, we have our hearings. Nobody shows up. Nobody even comes in on Zoom. We have our candidate things. Nobody shows up. We had the budget hearing this morning. Nobody. That I just wish there was more interest in the in what. What we do, what our purpose is, to spend that kind of money. If, on the other hand, I guess you could argue that that might get more interest in the district. By that's a lot of money to spend for people who, in my opinion, somehow are not all that interested in what we do, or come to the meetings, or look at the budget, or anything. They can complain. All right, the golf club, the people in town, you guys should work for nothing. But I don't know. I think there's two sides to that argument. That's a lot of money. But a lot of people voted for the district, probably aren't here. A lot of people back in the day that voted to create a district. I mean, a lot of those people are gone.
Oh, I would guarantee you, absolutely. And then we have newer people like myself, yourself, and Bob that.
Came into the district. If it wasn't so expensive, I wouldn't be any question in my mind, but boy, that's a lot. 40,000.
Yeah, but again, amortized. So let's say on the high side, it's $20 per year per household to be able to do that, having the county manage it. I sit here though and think about having the county do this, and $40,000 to me seems extremely high because that is a basic clerk's wages annually. It's not including benefits, but basic clerk wages with Jefferson County. That's a full-time position, and we're talking about something that's being done in a 2 month period. And that's where I have a concern now. That's what they say it is. I would be happy to challenge it and sit down and discuss it with them. But again, that's what we've been offered and provided.
What percentage of our budget is just to hold that election?
Well, that would be at 40. That would be 40%. I don't know, be less than 40%. But
A
out
big,
of
that's a
$140,000,
huge
40,000, what
chunk.
is it?
Huge chunk of our total budget just to hold that election, in which nobody files, or hopefully nobody. We don't have an election, but that's a heavy load on our budget.
And they have to cover the printing costs also and mailing.
But we only spent about, I think, $4,000 on printing costs last time around. But that didn't include mailing. So we know the mailing now is going to be around $1,000.
And I wasn't here last time, but I understand there was a lot of waste things that were printed and never used.
Well,
So.
but their recommendation was that you could end up having that. So I think we printed 750 ballots, because of what our past history had been.
Yeah, we had 130 people come to vote.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like there's a lot more activity and interest in the election when it's vote by mail. You said in 2014 we had 652 people vote.
Yeah.
That's a little over what half of the people have got a ballot.
Well, that's the count because they have to look at some residents
Oh,
get two
two.
votes.
That's right.
So that could have been only 300 residents.
Yeah.
But still, that's a significant number.
Yeah.
Because Jim, just in basic regular local community elections run anywhere between 30 and 60% of people voting. And
Yeah.
30 is more like it, around 40% probably.
Yeah. I'm just thinking if we sent out a notice to all the residents that you could a let me call it a advisory ballot. Do you think your Port Ludlow Drainage District commissioners should spend 40% of their budget on holding the election? Yes or no? Interesting what they would say. That vote by mail costs us 40,000. If we do it ourselves, it's 5,000 or whatever it was. I think I know what the results of that would be. I mean, I don't know, but I wouldn't put a lot of money on them. They would say, go ahead and spend 40 grand. Like I said, you could make
So it's about 30% of the
yeah.
budget we go for the license.
Yeah.
Versus the 5,000, that percentage would be.
Well, 5,000 is negligible.
Yeah. It just seems awfully high to me,
Yeah,
too.
we spent more than 5,000. It was close to 10,000 when we did it ourselves. And that was because of a lot of printing expenses that we never used any of that paper.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So, okay, well.
I think you can make an argument either way. I don't know how. How you resolve that in your mind.
Well, then I.
If we have to have a special increase the assessment to hold the election, vote by mail.
Well, the way to get around that next year is just put it in the budget, have it, and try, and maybe send out a postcard to everybody. Spend that $1,200, whatever it is, to say, this is your budget, and this is going to be the increase. And the reason we have this increase is because of this election.
Yeah.
And if everybody gets that at their house or mailing address, then we might receive more feedback.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be good.
So that's something to think about. You might
Yeah.
want to put that out that way. Because
And
next year we don't have an election, it gives us some time to filter that out.
yeah, and when you have your fountain meetings. Drinking fountain meetings at the golf course. Ask those guys what they think about that.
Well, I talked to some of the guys,
Yeah, I know you do. That's why
and it's like, my wife handles that. I don't worry about it. And then
I
I've had other people say, well, is that on our tax bill? I don't remember seeing that tax bill because a lot of people don't look at that lower section of the bill where we are.
asked.
They
Right.
only look at their taxes and what's going up. And when they get the notice, like you did today, that's what their assessed value is. And then when they get their bill, they go right to that bottom number. They don't look at all that stuff in there.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
So, but yeah, I'll talk some more to them.
Yeah, get some feedback.
And I'll talk to the printer and see how much it would cost to send out those half about half things
Great. Didn't you ever
notices.
contact the printer?
I will contact them. I was trying to do it through Vista, but it was too hard.
I would do something local. I would not try to get that outside of there. And Ned Luce. works at the printer. He's their CFO, Chief Financial Officer. You can go in there and drop my name with him. Okay. Don't we want to deal with the decade? He's also
My little talk
he's
to you.
also the chair of the finance committee for the Leadville Maintenance
Oh,
Commission. So
okay.
he has significant influence in this
Okay.
committee. He's a smart guy.
Did you know, FYI, well, we're talking about the election, that you can send a letter to the auditor's office of your intent to file and run, not more than 60 or less than 30 days before the election.
And what does that do once we send that, if somebody sends that?
I don't know why that's in the RCW, but you can.
Well, I mean, if you think about the RCW, it's ridiculous that we have our election separate from other general elections
Yeah,
or
that was
local
stupid.
elections.
Yeah.
Because you have a fire district that's having an election in November, and then a couple of months later, we're having an election. Why can't they combine all
Yeah.
those, thus driving down the cost?
Yeah, right.
No.
That's why we had in the county all special elections, school, water, whatever, sewer districts, special elections, all on the same day.
And it should be that way.
Yeah,
And we want to save money in the
I
state.
was surprised to find that the drainage district was not
Yeah.
with any other issue.
It's got its own little
Yeah,
battle right there.
yeah.
Okay. Any other questions on the budget stuff?
Don't have any.
Okay, resolution. We have resolution 2025, commissioner's compensation. Recommended action. Review communications with attorney and consider the adoption of the resolution. We've sent out all the information. There was a comment from Ms. Smith on that about it also, and her recommendation was that we vote on this. And so, what basically would happen is we make the motion, we approve it, and then any new elected individuals under your recommendation, Dean, said that the new person elected would go into that 161 rate, and any further from that point, or which would not affect the three of us because we dragged our feet on, I guess, after the first year, we were supposed to do that immediately. So again, we're all through a learning curve here. So I would consider a motion to accept resolution 2025 for Leadville Drainage District under 8538075, authorizing compensation for members of the special district.
Under discussion.
Well, we would need a motion first for discussion.
Oh, I so move.
Okay. Yeah,
I
Chad.
said
Okay, go ahead for discussion.
do we have to do this every year? Every year we need to pass this resolution, or is this once we pass this resolution, we don't have to ever worry about it again?
No, we have to pass this resolution. The attorney had recommended not doing a perpetual one, and this doesn't need to be approved every year. It just needs to be approved at the first of the year before the deadline. I think it's about every 5 years that or 4 years, the state has an increase on that commissioner wage. So that's how they will work. Or any time they determine that there would be an increase,
Then we need to.
then we need to redo the
Okay.
resolution.
So it
So,
isn't every year, it's whenever they increase the compensation.
correct. But this would take effect now and be afforded to the new commissioner that's elected.
Or appointed.
Or appointed, yes.
Yeah. Okay, I have no further questions.
So, no further discussions. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So, resolution 2025-01 will be approved.
I'll send that out for signatures on e-sign.
Okay,
Yes.
thank you. Well, next on here, any new business? None noted. Oh, did anybody pick up the mail? And was there
Oh, you
anything
should
that
have
happened
something
in
better
here?
yesterday.
Okay, I need to know if the Internal Revenue
IRS.
Service has mailed something back to us. That's what
Yeah,
I'm waiting
I
for.
was going to do that. I
Okay.
forgot.
All right. Let's see. The next is the financial reports.
If there is a letter in there, you want me to make sure I let you know, and then
Yeah, we'll have to
okay.
come back to you.
Okay.
Okay. Financial reports. I expect this month and next month we're going to receive some more revenue because the assessment for the second half of the year is due now. We're about what would be $25,000 below what our annual budget is, but that's okay. We're still within the budget period. Started the month out with a beginning cash balance of $53,500. We ended up the month with $52,000. We have now contributed an additional $524,000 into our investment pool because all the interest is going in there. At the current rate we have it right now, we've received over $1,000. So we've gone from 148. $148,000 to the end of September to $149,049. So that 4 point whatever percent it is, we'll be going in there. And if it goes at that rate, we should be collecting about $6,000 into that reserve fund on an annual basis. We had taxes that were due this month, and those came out to just about $600, $650. And did you ask them to make sure they do the individual checks?
That's what they do.
Okay, so we don't need to read
Yeah,
that.
that's right here on your
Oh,
on
sweet.
that one. There's
Yeah,
all three of
okay.
them there.
So financially, we are stable right now and we're doing okay. So year to date, we're about $21,000 under our annual expenses. We've had expenses of $56,200 through September, and we're about $21,000 under budget, so we're doing okay. And I regret them giving us a pay raise, but I can't do that.
Well, we can do it about months, right?
Are there any questions on the finances?
I don't have any.
As soon as those come back to me now, I'm going to send them back out to you guys to make sure that you have a copy of them.
Okay.
One thing that came through to me, and I was gone for a couple of weeks down in California, an email came to me to check the payroll, and I was not able to get it, so it said resend it, so I clicked it. I never got anything back. But you approved everything with Tristan and all, so we're all set.
I have everything's but my timesheet's there.
Yeah, I got all that, and thanks for setting on that. So we're good. I had a couple of things I wanted to bring up, if that's okay. First of all, Stacy, and this to my fellow commissioners, I don't feel that you or anybody from your team needs to be coming over here on a monthly basis. And I know that sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. I like my commissioners to say how they feel about whether she or somebody else from the Grand Hospital needs to come here, or if they can do it virtually. Because I think, why waste their time in a car and on a ferry if they're just going to be here for an hour and just maybe talk about some things?
I agree.
So, how do you all
Yeah,
feel about that?
I think
Zoom is perfect.
yeah.
Okay.
Until this doesn't serve us well, then we could go back to having her come over, but it seems to be fine. It
Yeah.
seems to work fine.
How do you feel about that, Stacy?
No, that's great. That fully understand. I think that's perfect.
Yeah, and I'm sitting there thinking, I'm going, the poor person has to get in a car early in the morning, get on a ferry, come over here, then drive back down a ferry, and we spend an hour here and maybe two at the most. Now, that wouldn't preclude you from meeting with, Commissioner Mountain and doing that walkthrough, if that's the case, or whomever may be replacing that position, and stuff like that. But just the regular meetings, that's fine. So can we make that a standard protocol?
Yeah,
Perfect. Fine with
sure.
that.
Yeah, she wants to
Okay.
come.
Okay.
She's in Bainbridge, so there's no ferry.
Oh, you live in Bainbridge?
No, I live in Woodinville, actually, and I work in Arlington.
Oh, well, the next, if you live in Woodinville, next time
Yeah.
you come, could you bring us some wine?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Or
Okay.
strawberries.
Oh, strawberry.
They have
Man,
the
that's bigger than I had
rubber
to realize. Well, then the other thing I have is our annual work schedule, and I've been working off a 24-25. Has this been updated, this work
probably
schedule?
not as much as it should be.
Because I'm going through it, and now I'm paying attention to the month dates, and we're behind on the dates. They're not correct there. And this is a great tool for us, what we have to do on a monthly stuff, because
Is that the administrative calendar? What is
yeah,
that?
it's the
Okay.
annual administrative work schedule.
Okay.
And I'd like to see this
Yeah.
updated, and I would like to have a brand new one on our right here on our
Yeah.
January meeting.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Mary put that together originally.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and
Yeah.
it's, you know, and then I never really paid attention to dates. It's just the months, and all of a sudden I go, well, wait a minute, those dates are different. So yeah, if we could have that on a regular basis, that would be great.
Can you guys access the drive, or do I have to send those documents out to you?
You'll have to send stuff to us. With the fewer fingers in the drive, the better off we are. So there, you should be the keeper of the gate. And
Okay.
I think that's how Gary had it set up with Mary.
Okay.
Gary did have access, but none of us had
Okay.
access that I'm aware of. Is that correct,
That's
Commissioner
right.
Ball?
That's right.
Yeah, that should be yours. But we should have somewhere where the username and access code is available to us in case something needs, you know, and if something
I win the
happens.
lottery, get hit by a bus, one of the two.
Or I was thinking maybe like somebody kidnapped you for that wealth because you won the lottery.
Okay.
So yes, please.
Okay.
And maybe we should have a sheet that you would have the master sheet of all the usernames and passwords.
I
So,
don't have any of yours.
well, that you should. I would think you should, and I have no problem giving you that information.
Okay. Because, yeah, I think you have some problems getting into your email. And all I can do is refer him to Jason at Seawings.
Yeah, and I've had to do the same thing with Jason.
Yeah.
So, have you had any problems?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, is there anything that, Stacy, do you have anything for us?
Nope, nothing more for me.
Who's going to update the map so it's accurate?
Well, we're going to do that accurate map with Stacy after the first year, and we do have a current map. The commission has not approved that current map.
Okay.
Can you pull that map up on the website that you were working on?
That one?
Well, the one that we were going to download onto that
Oh.
temporary page.
Yeah. Let's see. Maps. One's there. Here we go. And it's not bad either.
Thanks for
Don't
putting my thank you for putting these two things together,
Oh,
both
you
the
are.
resolution and
Yeah, and that's the one you and I talked about.
right.
So you the
But
updates I put in there, okay.
yeah.
Yeah, I had it under website.
Let's hold off a second here. Stacy, are you able to link in and put up that new map that you put together? I think it's like June
Yeah.
24.
Yeah, let me see. I had a bunch, so let me. Oh,
So you
shoot.
just go ahead and expand her and let Stacy can take a hold of her then.
And I have one thing on my update thing.
Can you See these are all of them together. Was there one particular? Did it have the aerial photo on the back?
Not that photo, but keep
This one?
going. Yeah, that one there. That's the whole district, is it not?
Correct.
Yeah, that one there is the most current we have. And if you look at the very bottom left of it, that shows that area that I was talking about. I have a number here. It's
41.
in the minutes. No, it's further south into the west. So maybe it's not on it. Can you? So that's, oh, goodness sake. So no, that's not on there because that's the Cove area on 31. Do you have, can you go to the, make that go to the left? Oh, it's not on there.
Yeah, it's not. We're pretty zoomed in on all these maps to that
Yeah,
point.
so we're going to have to change that a little bit because there's a little bit more map that we need to add to it.
Okay.
Because if you, I went on to that web, to the county website, and it says that they are in the Port Lobo Drainage District. And then Cliff confirmed that from Port Lobo Associates. So basically, I'm gonna walk up here to my fellow commissioners, county works. And so that, I can't see me, but that area is right in here.
Yeah.
It doesn't clean back here.
See, maybe I can
We
get
have the gentleman
that.
don't have any drainage systems in that
None whatsoever.
RV
That
park.
one's in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's owned by Port Lobo Associates right now. Stacy, what I can do is I'll send you the oh, you're able to access our website.
Yeah.
It'll be in.
It's in the minutes, but you may not have the minutes. I'll send you the information of that, yeah, area, the county code, whatever it's the
Okay.
section code stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be later today, okay?
Okay.
35 acres in there.
It's yeah,
And
about
they're going to
35
build
acres,
50 to
huh?
60 homes in there. Evidently, they're going to build there before they build up by Admiralty 1 and 2.
And there's nothing according to Cliff that, yeah, I guess I was supposed to talk about that, wasn't it? Let's see if I can pull it up here. Jim,
Because PLA, I don't know what their assessment is, but they pay a pretty good chunk of the assessment fees
they
because they have
do.
so much property.
Yeah. Seven,
They always wonder what they're getting for their money.
peace of mind.
They will get very good service from us. That's what they're going to get. Okay, ducks. There we go.
So you've been a written
All right, are you ready,
oh,
Stacy?
just
I'll give you
leave
that parcel number if you want it.
okay.
With the
The
World Bank.
parcel number is 82117002. And
Okay.
the address is 70 Breaker Lane. And it's owned by Port Lobo Associates. And it's 34.46 acres. So
Okay.
we need to include that section in our map.
Okay.
So what the game plan is, Port Lobo Associates is abandoning their corporate office and they're moving over here to where the convention center is.
And church. The church is now moving down here.
Oh, it is. Oh, I
They're
didn't
going to
know
that
that.
village.
So, well, that's to the benefit of Oh, see. So anyway, they want to put in between 50 and 60 residential lots. It could be the 60, or it could even be less, because they have to worry about topography and all that stuff that goes through there. And I guess part of that includes the Ludlow Creek or whatever it's called. So they have to make sure that that doesn't impact the system. And what they're going to do is develop the roadway and infrastructure, and then sell it off to a builder to build all their homes out. That's their game plan. But we'll have more information at the end of this month or next month. And they will keep us in the loop. I did tell Cliff our concern where somehow or another the drainage district got into the loop of the drainage process. In that those townhomes across the street from there, where we're responsible for cleaning the drains, but they're responsible for the rest of the drainage system. And I said, we're going to probably talk about that, but we're not in favor of that kind of a thing, because that, and he said it should be another HOA in there, like the others, that they don't know yet. But those people that live in there should be responsible for it, and or the county, if it's county service area, then the county should be responsible for it, not the drainage district. Where that water gets dumped into, though, I think that we should have some influence so that it doesn't impact us like they did when they built out the whole drainage system here in the North Bay, where all the roadway water goes into those culverts in between the houses and drops into the green belt. Well, that's okay, county, but we're gonna have to work together on that, because we shouldn't be collecting their drainage water. We
Is
have to work
that
together on that.
they're down there by Waterhouse Road, Waterhouse Lane, or whatever it is?
Water houses down in that area, but this is across, you know where the are you talking about where it's being right now, where we have to be?
Yeah, the there's culverts.
You know where all those 50 townhomes are?
Oh yeah,
In there.
the cove or
The cove. We're
yeah.
responsible for maintaining those drainage basins to keep them cleaned out.
Okay.
That they're responsible for the rest of the infrastructure. Well, we're not here as a maintenance company. We're here is to get water out of an
Right,
area
right.
where the county didn't take care of that. So that's private property. Well, that HOA should have been responsible for the entire project. No different than on, what's the next the street up this? I can't remember the name of the street there. Where that drain goes
Where we
off.
had Russ go in there and clean out that.
All that back area?
Yeah.
Yeah, that I have no problem with, but I still think the HOA should have been responsible for their own cleaning up. But somehow or another, one that ended up going into the green belt and county property, it's out of their HOA district. So somebody had to figure out who's been going there and clean it up and not destroy the environment, because the county wants the environment control.
Yeah. Okay.
So Stacy, I would assume that when that development starts, that your team would be instrumental in helping us look at what they're planning on doing and make any recommendations and get that all taken care of.
Yeah, we can do that.
That going to start '26?
That's what they're shooting for, yes.
Nothing this year.
No.
Boy, they have to displace all those RV.
Well, I noticed that that lot was less. I drove through there right after I heard about this. It's only about half full. I've never seen it that empty.
Oh.
So they may not be renting out more. They may have given those people
Oh.
notices to move out.
Yeah, because a year or so ago it was pretty full.
Yeah, no, it's half. Go in there. It's half full right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Is there anything else we have for this meeting today?
Lee has her report.
Oh, Lee, your report. I apologize. Thank you.
Everybody forgets about me.
poor Lee.
Oh. So I did receive a records request.
Yeah.
And I started to gather the information that they were requesting and then took a little closer look, saw that the person did not sign the requests. And I tried to contact them, and the number they gave me was to another individual who had no idea. I contacted the company that he said he represented. They had no idea. So I will respond, because you have to respond within so many days, that, hey, send us a signed one and we'll take a look at it. But I have a feeling that it was not legitimate. And I saw that this person had made similar requests to other government agencies, and they all, some of them provided the information, which was basically all of your records, your purchasing records.
Yeah, your bill of ladings and your invoices and it's a phony. The guy's name was Woo Smith or
Woo. Woo Park. It's like very common names, John.
Yeah, we're looking for a guy named Park.
So I will respond, and I will await a response from Woo Park, but I will also send in a information to MRSC saying if this is not a legitimate request, what do we need to do? And is there anything that responsibilities that Mr. Park has in submitting a record like this, which was might be bogus.
Can he be reported to the Attorney General's office?
That's what I was going to ask MRSC. Now, I know there was public records requests in other agencies where the people were like, yeah, well, if they don't respond in 5 days, I get $5,000, you know, because they didn't respond. So I'm going to make sure that doesn't happen. But I mean, it was a kind of a scam. I need to go on vacation, and I need to.
Yeah.
They did bankrupt some towns like that. But I will be working on getting the voter list together and compare that to the list of Washington voters, and everything will be just fine.
Sure.
But I do have these two documents, so if you all could sign it.
Oh, you did change the item.
I did, because you said so. So we'll pick up the checks on the 20th or so. So the first page you sign, and then that last page that I have offsite, that's the minutes signature page. I was trying to make it easy. And until then, I hope everybody has their Halloween costumes already.
Yes, I'm going as myself.
Today's the 11th.
9th.
9th.
10-9.
Well, Stacy, you can check out if you'd like. Thank you for everything.
Okay. Thanks. I'll revise those maps to reflect that area.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a good one.
Thanks, Stacy.
Thank you.
Are we officially?
This meeting is hereby adjourned.